morning, everyone. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show, where the Teach Better team gets to join you every single morning at 7 a.m. Eastern, streaming on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and LinkedIn, and maybe most importantly, also as an episode of Teach Better Talk podcast. Jeff Gargis is in the house looking just so unbelievably dapper, ready for the fun. And Jeff, we're starting with a really, really tough conversation. So we'll be right back. Everyone, good morning. Welcome back to Teach Better Today morning show. We appreciate you being here. Jeff Gargis is in the house. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Ray. I thought my team sent over the memo that there were to be no hard questions asked for this.
I won't lie. This is, you know, it's a really big question when I have sent an email out about it, posted it on Instagram, and I'm going to bring it up on the show.
Oh, man. I didn't read the email or watch Instagram.
I think this is like, I am so concerned now.
Like I was jokingly concerned. Now I'm actually concerned.
I was really struggling and I very much need an answer. I really do. And the problem is like Instagram stories was back and forth. When all of you replied to the email, I got mixed reviews. Jeff, I trust your opinion. I also trust our live audience here. I need a final call on this. Final call.
Yes. That's my final call. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well.
Yes.
I didn't know. I went with no.
Oh, okay. Well, then I think maybe.
Okay. What's the deal? Good morning, everyone. Here's the deal. I want to set the stage. And for those of you that got this email and replied, you can just reply with the same answer because I'm still stuck on this. So judge away. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then stay open-minded. And I just need your opinion. There's no right or wrong answer, although I made my choice and it may have been the wrong one. So I didn't sleep well. I did not sleep well. I'm very tired. It wasn't because of any reason other than like for whatever reason, you don't sleep well. Like I wasn't up late. I didn't have to get up necessarily any earlier than normal. Typical day. So I'm dragging a little bit. I get dressed. I get all ready. I'm fine. Everyone's sleeping in the house. I'm sneaking around. And I go downstairs. And I'm thinking about a pretty long week ahead. I got a lot going on. Like, there's just a busy week. It's not a bad week. It's just a busy week. And I can handle it. I feel ready. I go to the coffee maker. And there is one coffee left. Now, I have ordered coffee. Coffee is coming.
But there's only enough for one cup.
There's one coffee pot. One. Okay. In the whole house. One left. Now, the hope would be that, like, I ordered coffee. So, like, maybe by the end of the day, the coffee will be here. So, I'm not struggling for, like, tomorrow. The decision is today. Mm-hmm. Do I drink the last coffee pot? Or do I leave it for other people in the house? Do you see the dilemma, right?
Yeah, I mean, so like, I mean, I'm sitting here going like, what I want to say is all's fair in love and war and coffee's battlefield and that you take it. That's like what I want to say. So I think that's a more entertaining conversation. But like, no, there's no way I'm drinking it. I'm leaving it. And here's the funny part. Now, I'm leaving it with the hopes that Amy does the same thing and then goes to work. And then I'm like, well, I was nice, so now that's my reward. But, like, I'm leaving it. Like, now, in my house, though, Amy doesn't have coffee, like, every day. So there's a good chance that that happens. I'm guessing Matt has one every day. So, like, likely, if you don't drink that, it's gone. But you also have a pretty flexible thing where, like, you could – You. I also know, like, I'm pretty sure, like, you've got your DoorDash set up on on your Alexa, so like it probably pops. You just have something delivered right away. So but you chose no.
I chose to leave it. Begrudgingly.
You ordered something. Oh, that must be rough.
Begrudgingly, knowing that he usually has two pods a day. And I was like,
oh,
I'm going to leave this. And then I got on DoorDash.
You should have cut it open and made three individual pods. Like,
yeah, I ordered coffee. But now I'm like, well, I'll have a very similar or different, in a worse sense, decision tomorrow if the coffee doesn't come.
So do you have a like a pot, like a coffee pot maker, right? You just have the pods. Like that's where we're at. Like, I think I do have a pot somewhere in our house I'd have to go dig up. But like my thought is like, oh, like that's where you want to like be like, oh, I have some beans, I can ground them milk. But like how often you don't keep beans laying around forever. So
I know this is such like first world problems, but
this
like
really is.
This totally is. But I just mean like I'm gonna have to get coffee out every morning until the coffee arrives, and that's fine because the or I could go get an espresso pot. Like I just need to go get them, but they're being pods like a few days ago.
I have a huge favor to ask of our audience. Could you please fill the comments with some green hearts to help Ray out? This has been really tough.
I just this feel is, like if
this
not
is a struggle. She had to order her coffee, and she didn't get coffee. She got like some foo-foo drink.
Guys, McDonald's.
Like, done my last pod, so I bought a $10 coffee. Woe is me.
Okay. First of all, it wasn't $10. Second of all, yes, my issue is like doing something for others versus doing something for yourself.
I think you made the right decision. I think that's the
I want to put bets on. Does he leave it for me?
So that's the test. Like what should happen is that that pod's still sitting there at the end of the day. Because otherwise, until one of you is like, no, like seriously, I left it for you. Please take it. Like I want you to take it. Now you have to mean that. Like you can't be setting them up for and manipulating. But like for me, I'd be like, most likely, Amy would be like, well, either one or two things would happen. One, she wouldn't check and wouldn't realize, but most likely, because we have a tree. So like it's very obvious if we're out of coffee, because it holds like 48. She would be like, hey, she would probably just leave it. Or at the very least, she'd be like, I'm really tired, but like, are you going to be able to get coffee somewhere else? I'd be like, no, I want you to take it. That's why I left it. And then she'd take it and be like, really? You took it? No. So this hasn't, is this today? Like,
yes, this is currently in the works.
So we don't know yet because it's pretty early there. So we don't know yet whether he's a good guy or not. We're still trying to figure this out today.
Does this like define if he's a good
guy? This defines everything. Like if you think I'm not going to judge him after this.
Let's break this down. If he leaves the pod, he's the best guy ever.
He's a keeper. Like, I mean, he's worth.
If he drinks it but goes and gets Nespresso pods for tomorrow.
He still drank it today.
But
it's nice of him to go get it, but.
Okay. And then what if he drinks the pods and there is no coffee tomorrow?
Pack your bags, honey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got to get kicked out for sure.
If he, what should happen is he should leave it. Or now, if he uses it, but then goes out and gets you like a nice drink and brings it to you or offers. If he was like, hey, listen, I'm dead tired. Do you mind if I drink that? I will then use that energy to go get you whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Then I get it. But like here's my thing. Did he know that there's only one left? Like you could have just drank it and he wouldn't have known. Like, which would make you a bad person.
I thought of it this morning. I was like, who was last?
There's no way I'm drinking that pod. I'm leaving that no matter what.
Come on. Anyway.
That's just me. Now I will say, like, if she leaves it for me, then it's probably a fair game. Like, but like I can work different, like, because she doesn't drink every day. So it's like it's not.
I'm just saying the comments are going to decide because email responses I appreciate, Instagram I appreciate, but like our people are here. I need to know. I'm still getting text messages about it too. Like I just got a text. I promise you it's about this coffee thing. Oh, it's here. I just got a text. Got a real chuckle from that email.
I thought it was, I was waiting to see it from him being like, hey, sweetie, I drank the last coffee.
Wouldn't that be funny if he texted me during the live being like, yo, I hear you downstairs. I drank it.
Yeah. So I really wanted to text him and be like, hey, just so you know, you're being tested right now. But I realized I don't have his number and I feel like that's on purpose.
Wait, yeah, you do. You don't have Matt's number?
I don't have Matt's number. No, I need it because I want to text him right now and be like, hey, don't drink the coffee pod.
Yeah, I can't believe you don't have it.
This is a relationship test and you're about to fail. Mm-hmm. And he's like mid-drink. Oh, man.
Yeah. Maybe he'll like bring it in to me while we're
That would be a good win.
Like, I
made this for you. He brings it in, he sets down, and you're like, oh, thank you. And you take a sip. And then you go to take one of them. Oh, no, I was giving you a sip, not the whole thing. Like,
or it's like half gone.
Yeah, it's half gone.
The other texts I get randomly when I'm live, only when I'm live with Katie, is people think that Katie and I are married to the same person because both of our partners' names are Matt. Yeah.
Now, her Matt would bring it in because she brings her drinks all the time when we're on.
That's different. She's pregnant.
He did that before she was pregnant.
Yeah, but like, who cares? Because she's pregnant now. And so, like,
but like, he would bring her. Well, yeah, so he wouldn't bring her coffee, I don't think. You're not supposed to drink coffee, is it?
I'm pretty sure.
I can't remember if that's been debunked or not. Anyway, but like, we'd be hanging out and doing whatever on a meeting. He'd be bringing her wine and bringing, like, he sets the bar a little high, especially for Matt.
He's not bringing her wine when she's pregnant.
Before she was pregnant, before, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's been doing it. He doesn't do it just because she's pregnant. He was doing it beforehand.
Yeah. Like, we'd be in an 11 o'clock meeting and he'd bring in a glass of red wine.
We about to strap a pillow to your belly and see if Matt steps up his game. If you're pregnant, is that what we're doing right now? Is this happening?
Absolutely not.
All right. So I'm invested now. Like, I need to know what happens because I've been trying to figure out whether I'm okay with you and this guy for a while now.
Here. I got this.
And I haven't got to golf with him yet, so I'm not 100% sure. But, like, are you calling him?
I'm calling.
She's calling him.
Can you hear it in the mic?
Yes, I can hear it.
Hey.
Hey, honey, you're on speaker with Jeff and the whole Teach Better community currently.
Okay.
Yep. We have a question. Are you consuming any coffee right now?
I am not. Why?
Are you planning on getting any
coffee? Don't do it, Matt. Don't drink the coffee. You can't hear me.
You were planning on getting coffee?
The call's coming from inside the house. Don't do it.
Have you, like, been near the coffee maker? Have you seen anything about the coffee maker? Looks suspicious.
He thinks you broke it at this point.
No, I didn't break it.
What's happening?
Okay, here's the deal. We will update the Teach Better community on this, but we're going to need you to go downstairs and let us know if you're going to make coffee or not. And so,
did you drink all the coffee?
No, I did not drink all the coffee at all. Thank you for asking.
Oh, if you're still watching this, I don't know why you are, but this is my favorite thing ever right now.
Okay. Hey, I have to go because we're like doing a show and you're interrupting. So could you go downstairs and decide if you're going to make a cup of coffee and just send me a text. Let me know. Let me know what you just said.
Fine.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
That was my favorite thing.
Was this the best episode
ever? That was great. Yeah. I mean, I don't know for anyone else, but I'm loving this. Okay. So we'll get into that, but I think we're going to settle on, like, the nice thing to do would be to leave it.
We're getting into team talk. We're going to find out.
Let's get on there. Let's go somewhere else.
We're going on. Yes. To Teach Better today, that is still my favorite commercial. It's so boppy at the end. Don't you like that, Jeff?
I like the Katie slide at the end where she's sliding the picture up.
So good, so good. We're getting into our team talk, which is where we get into some sort of educational discussion in some way, shape, or form. We like to call this the meat and potatoes of our episode. Jeff, we have listener questions we're going to be answering, and in the listener questions, I will tell you, some of them are easier, and some of them are more challenging, maybe even more serious. Do you have...
I will take the easier ones. You take the more challenging ones.
We're only answering one this show, so you're just giving us...
How are they on your phone? Are you able... Do you see them all at once? Or yeah. Are you going to scroll through?
No,
I want you to do like a just a point, and then that's the one we go with. Like, just completely random. You had one you wanted to discuss, didn't you?
I have one I'm avoiding unless you're in for... Well, we're going to save the hard one maybe for the next show.
Random. Let's do this. Just make it random, Ray. It's the only fair way to do it.
Okay. Fine. What inspired you to host a podcast? What inspired you to host a podcast is the question.
Are you asking me?
Yeah, that's the question. The listener question is...
Hey, so what inspired me to host a podcast was actually... Full honesty, was listening to and becoming a fan of Pat Flynn's Smart Passive Income podcast. This was way back in 2013 when he launched that. And I was getting into the world of online marketing, and I launched a business in that space and doing website design and stuff. And I'm like, I need to build up my credibility and connected stuff. And so I realized that I enjoyed chatting business and stuff with people. So I launched my first podcast, which was called Treps Unite, Treps meaning entrepreneurs. And I did that. And a lot of people don't know that I actually sat in the top 20 of all of Apple Podcasts for a few weeks. This was like, there were a lot fewer podcasts and had, I only did like 100 episodes of that one, but I had a bunch of, you know, multi-billionaires and super successful people on, and a good time. So that was that. And I think that I tell that story because I think that's what led to the launch of Teach Better Talk, sort of. Chad and I talked about it because he knew of that. So we had talked about, oddly enough, that show was actually like, I was reaching out to Chad about design work about that show before any of this started, which is why he then came to me, because he's like, oh, you're doing business stuff. But I actually think you were the one who brought the idea. I can't remember how we got the Teach Better Talk, but it's on my end, it was spurred from the fact that I had done one before. It did what I wanted it to do. I knew how to do it. Chad, they were still on the rise, and Chad and I were like, at some point we're going to launch a podcast. We just didn't know when or what. And I can't remember if you came, I guess, flip the question back to you, because now I'm curious how it actually started, because I can't remember.
I don't remember coming up with a podcast idea. I just remember being in a space where anytime Jeff had a crazy idea, I was game. So I think you came to me wanting to start a podcast.
I think you were actually like, I don't know what a podcast is, but okay.
Yeah, I think I was like, that sounds great. I don't know what that is. And you're like, it's like radio and music, but different. I'm like, okay, that sounds great.
Because if you remember, then we initially brought it to the team. We were a really small time, and we were like, we decided against it because of capacity and time. And then you and I like couldn't shake the idea. And then a little while, I don't know, maybe 3, 4, 5, even 6 months later, I don't know, maybe it wasn't that long. You and I like sat down, we planned it all out. We put it all together and we agreed. We said, it's not going to impact anything. And we went back to the team. We're like, hey, we're going to do this. And here are the parameters we put in place so that there's no impact on anything. And we said, you and I were never allowed to complain about the extra work. And that was our promise to them. And we did. We never did.
No. And
we complained to each other.
Yeah, to each other, but we couldn't like outwardly sound like this was...
We couldn't complain impacting. To them. That was kind of the deal. I was like, well, we're telling you not to take on this extra work, so you can't say anything. We're not going to complain about it. We are choosing to take this on sort of in our own personal time is what we did, really. Yeah. So, I think that's where they initially came from, which is why, like, I mean, you know, like how involved I am in like Pat Flynn's community and with their teams like that. It's because I hold it really dearly because of that. So that's interesting. Yeah, I'd love to hear. We have a lot of podcasters in our network, so I'd love to hear what inspired you and prompted you, and maybe even what gave you the confidence to launch your podcast. Or if you don't have a podcast, maybe you want one, what's stopping you? That'd be curious. A good question as well.
I will say I'm not sure if this will resonate with anybody, but if you're thinking about doing a podcast, I am looking for a podcast right now to fill a bucket that I can't find a space for. So if any of you are thinking about starting a podcast, I really just like to hear educator tidbits, educator reflections. I don't necessarily even need it to have strategies in it. I don't need it to be planned, but like, I kind of want to subscribe to a podcast or two, which is just an educator that pops on for 5 to 10 minutes. And it's like, this was my day. Here was my biggest takeaway. Like, this was a hurdle.
So not even necessarily like I learned this, whatever, but like, hey, like this happened. I ran into this issue.
Yeah, kind of like
something cool that happened, something fun. And like
a Dear Diary vibe. Like, this was my day, you know? And I'm kind of looking for that because I think that that's something I'm leaning on right now. And I listen to so many podcasts. So I'm really enjoying the like lifestyle separate from education podcast right now. I think sometimes I consume too much education and I get overloaded, but I think I'm looking for like that perfect balance between maybe the person is an educator, but I'm still getting maybe tidbits of like going into school, dealing with colleagues, supporting students, a parent issue, but I'm also hearing just like a normal human being.
So maybe even a blend of like,
yeah,
this is life. I just happen to be an educator. So you're hearing it from an educator's lens, which is going to resonate with you.
Yeah, I like that. And I wish that there was like, I would subscribe to like 10 of them, like quick episodes. Doesn't have to be edited. Maybe it's just like a voice recording that's uploaded. Like I would love for people to really consider doing a podcast because there's so many out there with great interviews.
Yeah.
And like, we're one of them. Like I love when we get to interview people. That was where we started. I love Hunter Flesh's podcast is so good. Tom Shimmer does interviews so good. Like those are great. If you want to do that, go for it. It's not a saturated market. Just go for it. It's always great. But I like, that's not what I'm leaning on right now. I want to hear like people talking. I don't know.
And if you are considering, or maybe you've wanted to do a podcast and something's stopping you, there may or may not be something in the near future that will help you do that. So just keep an eye out and stay close or reach out and let me know. And I'll give you the info. Also teachbetter.com/podcast to the ones that you just mentioned, Tom Shimmer's over there. Hunter's over there. There's a lot. I mean, we have a lot of good, several good interview shows on the podcast network as well. So,
I
like the idea for that podcast and it's, there might be one out there that we don't know about, which would be great. Share that. But like, otherwise, like maybe it's yours.
Yeah. I just think everybody, like if you had that concept and 12 educators did it, they would all be different because they all work in different communities. They all have different students. They all have different perspectives. They all have different things that they'll vent about or joke about. Like, I think that's what I need. Like, who's going to start that for me? Because that's,
I know, like, this is sort of podcasting and, like, it gets podcasted and stuff like that. But, like, I've been itching for probably the last year and a half, 2 years to, like, do another podcast. Mine won't fit into that because I'm not an educator, so I can't do that. But I'd be also, like, love to hear ideas of what I could podcast about.
Yeah, send it to us. Yeah.
Just saying. Just throwing it out there.
All right. We got to run. Ooh, we're going to do a listener question again in the future. I will let you know. Did he make coffee? It sounded like he made coffee.
Can I, Ray, if I have a user question or a viewer question that I want
a listener us to do, question?
A listener question? Well, viewer. I'm viewing this. Like a viewer, someone who's watching this would be a viewer, not a listener. I mean, I guess they technically be listening too. Anyway, how can I get my question answered is what I'm asking. Just tweet you or?
No, just send it to
text
us.
Text you?
Just however you want. Someone, if you just say, hey, I have a listener question for the show, it will get to us. Direct message me or Katie or Jeff email, or Brad or Josh, or just if you're comfortable with email or direct message, just let us know. We'll put it in the list.
Okay.
No problem. All right. Do we call him just to see if he made coffee?
I think we leave everyone in suspense and I guess we're calling him now.
Oh no, we don't have to. I can hang up.
No, like watch Ray's IG stories to see what happens.
Hey, we're trying to decide if he made coffee or not.
Yeah, make coffee.
Oh, Matt. No.
But didn't you see something about the coffee?
You totally set him up. Like this was unfair. He thought he was supposed to go make coffee.
Didn't you notice anything?
I just noticed the I didn't really notice anything other than there was a cup of coffee for me.
You didn't.
He thought you were just being nice, leaving him a cup of coffee.
You didn't notice that there was only one.
I'm not holding against him.
I walked past the McDonald's bag which had your coffee.
This does not judge him. Tell him you love him. He's special and we all adore him.
The relationship is over. Bye guys. Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.